Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have 18 psukim. In this Aliyah, Moshe commands B'nai Israel to keep the Shemitah year. Loans are forgiven this year. Land is not worked, etc., etc. The Aliyah continues from yesterday's Aliyah also and discusses the mitzvah of tzedakah. You have to give tzedakah with a full and open and generous heart. We have to lend people money if necessary, even if the Shemitah year is coming close. And lastly, this Aliyah tells us that an Eved Ivri is freed after 6 years of service and must be given generous gifts when he leaves. Again, in this Aliyah, we hear about the value of giving tzedakah generously and with a full heart. The Torah tells us in Perek Tet Vav Pasuk Yud that when a poor person approaches you, naton titein lo, give him, make every effort to give him, v'lo yeira levavcha betitcha lo, and your heart should not be evil when you give him, ki biglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'asecha uv'chol mishlach yadecha, because Hashem will then bless you in everything you do. But again, the pasuk begins, naton titein lo. Why does the Torah use the double language, naton titein lo? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that the double language means that you must give tzedakah afilu mea peamim, even 100 times. What does that mean? So the simple explanation of Rashi's afilu peamim is that the double language teaches us that you must give to the poor person afilu mea peamim. Never lose your energy, never lose your generous spirit, even if the poor person comes back again and again, even 100 times. The Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933, says in his Sefer on the Chumash that the double language means something else. He quotes the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, in his Perush to the Mishnah in the third Perek of Pirkei Avot, says the Rambam, the only way for us to acquire good character traits is by rov mispar hamaaseh, by constant repetition, by acting in these ways over and over and over and over again, by the constant recurrence of these acts, not by huge acts that happen once, but by smaller acts over and over and over again. That is the way they become ingrained in our character. And the Rambam there gives a couple of examples. And one of the examples is giving tzedakah. The Rambam says that if we want to have the midah of generosity or the midah of kindness and munificence, we need to give tzedakah not by giving a large amount once, but by giving smaller amounts, by giving and by giving and by giving and by giving again. And this, says the Chafetz Chaim, is what the double language of naton titein lo means, afilu mea peamim. Giving tzedakah must be performed afilu mea peamim. Tzedakah has to be given over and over and over, so that the midah of giving, the midah of generosity, the midah of selflessness becomes ingrained in us. And the Chafetz Chaim connects this idea to a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Bet Pasuk Tet, Pizar, Natan La'avyonim, Tzidkato Omedet La'ad, etc. The pasuk says that a person has scattered their money abroad, he's given to the needy, and therefore his righteousness endures forever, etc. Says the Chafetz Chaim that the pasuk means this: if a person scatters his or her money to many poor people, not just in one lump sum, but over many needy people, then it is a guarantee, as it were, that his or her righteousness will endure, because that is the way to acquire and to maintain wonderful midot. And the Chafetz Chaim continues, and he says that that is the meaning of the rest of the pasuk in our Aliyah. Naton titein lo, v'lo yeira levavcha betitcha lo. Why, asks the Chafetz Chaim, does the Torah say give to a poor person and do not have a bad heart when you are giving him? Why does it say betitcha lo? Those words seem to be extra. Naton titein lo, v'lo yeira levavcha. Why does it say betitzcha lo? Says the Chafetz Chaim that when you do give tzedakah again and again, you are more susceptible to the Yetzer Hara telling you things like, why are you giving so much money? Why are you giving away your money to him? Etc., etc. And because of that, the Torah has to say, first of all, naton titein lo. And when you do give, and you give again and again, as the Rambam tells us, then be strong. Velo yeira levavcha betitcha lo. Don't give in to the Yetzer Hara. Have a wonderful day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.